WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts, Jamie and Pamela, as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Good morning, Pamela. Welcome to another Classical Kids Hour here on WCRI.
Good morning, Jamie.
Fall is really here.
It certainly is.
So what are we going to listen to today?
Well, Jamie, one of my very favorite holidays is coming up.
Must be Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. I love cooking.
I love eating pumpkin pie, turkey, candied yams, all that good stuff.
Lots of yummy food for Thanksgiving. But truly, Thanksgiving is a holiday to celebrate everything that we're grateful for, like family and the food that we have on our table.
Yes, that's true. That's very true.
So today, we are going to listen to music by a wonderful American composer named Aaron Copland. He put lots of American folk songs to music, and one of his most famous pieces is Simple Gifts. That was a Shaker hymn, and it really talks about just being simple and appreciating what we have.
I love Aaron Copland, and I love this song.
So let's listen. This is William Warfield singing with the composer Aaron Copland himself, conducting, and the Columbia Symphony Orchestra plays for us.
"'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where you ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we shan't be ashamed to turn. Turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning, we come round right. Tis the gift to be simple, tis the gift to be free, tis the gift to come down where you ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight."
Ooh, that was beautiful. You said that he wrote more songs?
Actually, he took songs that already existed and added an orchestra to them so he could perform them in big halls and bring them to people who had not heard them before.
Let's hear another one.
Okay, this is a fun one. It's called Chingering Chaw, and it comes from a time when musical troupes traveled across the country to entertain people.
Ching ring ring ching ching, ho a ding a ding cum laki. Ching ring ring ching ching, ho a ding cum laki. Brothers gather round, listen to this story about the promised land and the promised glory. You don't need to fear if you have no money. You don't need none there to buy you milk and honey. In style, a coach with four white horses. There the evening meal has one, two, three, four courses. Ching ring a ching ching, ching ring a ching ching, ho a ding a ding cum laki. Ching ring a ching ching, ho a ding cum laki. Nights we all will dance to the hops and fiddles, waltz and jig and prance, cast off down the middle. When the morning comes, all in
grand and splendor. Stand out in the sun and hear the holy thunder. Brothers, hear me out. Promised lands are coming. Dance and sing and shout and hear the hearts are strumming.
Copeland made sure to capture lots of American life, and this next song is a lullaby from a parent trying to put their baby to sleep. It's called Little Horses.
Hush, you boy, don't you cry. Go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses.
Blacks and bays, dapples and grays, coach and six little horses. Blacks and bays, dapples and grays, coach and six little horses.
This is a song that many of our listeners might know. It's called I Bought Me a Cat.
Oh, yeah, I know this one.
Well, then make sure to sing it along while we play it.
I bought me a cat. My cat pleased me. I fed my cat under yonder tree. My cat says fiddle-a-fee. I bought me a duck. My duck pleased me. I fed my duck under yonder tree. My duck says quack, quack. My cat says fiddle-a-fee. I bought me a goose, my goose pleased me. I fed my goose under yonder tree. My goose says quack, quack. My duck says quack, quack. My cat says fiddle-a-fee. I bought me a hen, my hen pleased me. I fed my hen under yonder tree. My hen says shimmy-shack, shimmy-shack. My goose says quack, quack. My duck says quack, quack. My cat says fiddle-a-fee. I bought me a pig, my pig pleased me. I fed my pig under yonder tree. My pig says griffy, griffy. My hen says shimmy-shack, shimmy-shack. My goose says quaw, quaw. My duck says quack, quack. My cat says fiddle-a-fee. I bought me a cow, my cow pleased me. I fed my cow under yonder tree. My cow says moo, moo. My pig says griffy, griffy. My hen says shimmy-shack, shimmy-shack. My goose says quaw, quaw. My duck says quack, quack.
My cat says fiddle-i-fee. I bought me a horse, my horse pleased me. I fed my horse under yonder tree. My horse said neigh, neigh. My cow said moo, moo. My pig says griffy, griffy. My hen says shimmy-shack, shimmy-shack. My goose says quaw, quaw. My duck says quack, quack. My cat says fiddle-i-fee. I bought me a wife, my wife pleased me. I fed my wife under yonder tree. My wife says, honey, honey. My horse said, nay, nay. My cow said, moo, moo. My pig says, griffy, griffy. My hen says, shimmy-shack, shimmy-shack. My goose says, quaw, quaw. My duck says, quack, quack. My cat says, fiddle-i-fee.
Copland wrote lots of big pieces for music for the orchestra alone as well.
Like what?
Well, he wrote lots of music about the American West.
Cowboy music?
Yes, yes, actually cowboy music. This next piece is called Hoedown. A hoedown is a big get-together or a party where people dance. In the West, the ranchers and the farmers had to travel long distances, so it was a very special party.
Let's take a listen to this, and then we'll take a quick break.
Thank you.
Ooh, that was fun.
Actually, much of Copland's music is very fun. He alternates slow and fast to give us peaceful moments, and then upbeat moments.
What else did he write?
Well, he wrote a piece that I love very much called Appalachian Spring. It's about the Appalachian Mountains that stretch all the way from Alabama and Georgia in the south through New England and into Canada. The first part is soft, like a fall afternoon around Thanksgiving.
Oh, perfect.
The next part, or movement, is uplifting and exciting like sunshine on a fall day.
Thank you.
The next movement is very sweet, like a walk in the woods. The fourth movement is quite fast, and it reminds us of a square dance in the country with fiddlers playing their violins, sort of like the rodeo that we heard before.
Thank you.
The next movement is even faster, and it's supposed to be a dance at a wedding. Come back to a slow movement like the beginning. That's a vision of falling leaves.
Thank you.
This next movement has the Simple Gifts melody that we played at the beginning of our program this morning. It's calm and again expressing thanks and gratitude. Now we're going to the end of the piece, where there's happiness and the feeling of belonging somewhere, just like we feel with our families at Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Jamie, do you know who declared Thanksgiving a national holiday?
President Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, you're so smart. Aaron Copland wrote a piece called The Lincoln Portrait, and I'd like to play this now. It includes many of Lincoln's different speeches, including the Gettysburg Address. Even if you do not understand all of the words, just listen to the music. It's beautiful and clear and even dramatic, as Lincoln was the president who ended the Civil War.
Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. That is what he said. That is what Abraham Lincoln said. Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. We of this Congress and this administration will be remembered in spite of ourselves. No personal significance or insignificance can spare one or another of us. The fiery trial through which we pass will light us down in honor or dishonor to the latest generation. We here, hold the power and bear the responsibility. Born in Kentucky, raised in Indiana, and lived in Illinois. And this is what he said. This is what Abe Lincoln said. The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. The occasion is piled high with difficulty, and we must rise with the occasion. As our case is new, so we must think anew and act anew. We must disenthrall ourselves, and then we shall save our country. Standing erect, he was 6 feet 4 inches tall, and this is what he said. He said, "It is the eternal struggle between two principles, right and wrong, throughout the world. It is the same spirit that says, you toil and work and earn bread, and I'll eat it, no matter in what shape it comes, whether from the mouth of a king who seeks to bestride the people of his own nation and live by the fruit of their labor, or from one race of men as an apology for enslaving another race. It is the same tyrannical principle." Lincoln was a quiet man. Abe Lincoln was a quiet and a melancholy man. But when he spoke of democracy, this is what he said. He said, "As I would not be a slave, so I would not be a master." This expresses my idea of democracy. Whatever differs from this, to the extent of the difference, is no democracy. Abraham Lincoln, 16th President of these United States, is everlasting in the memory of his countrymen. For on the battleground at Gettysburg, this is what he said. He said that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. That this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom. And that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.
Thank you again for listening. I'd like to thank the Carter Family Charitable Trust, Marilyn Woolahogian, and Sue and Jim Clow for all of their generous support.
We'll see you all again next time on WCRI's Classical Kids Hour.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.